Hi there. Here's an outside the box where we remember what happened 10 years ago. Today's topic is September 11th, 2001 and 2011. What do you remember from the morning of September 11th, 2001? What I remember is a close family member being diagnosed with a potentially fatal disease on that very day, around 8:30 a.m. But most people, myself included, remember something else, when terrorism became a household word. Fortunately, the family member is fine now. But have we figured out how to cope with and prevent what we're calling terrorism? That's a problem with no clear solution yet. Not only don't we know how to prevent terrorism, we don't even agree on what it means. The U.S. government itself has half a dozen different definitions, depending on which statute or federal department you ask. I generally don't even use the word because it has conflicting interpretations, such as whether or not a government can commit terrorism. The three factors that most definitions include are 1. Intentional use of force, violence, and/or killing. 2. Violence directed at civilians and/or governments. And 3. Violence used to influence or intimidate for political purposes. Most U.S. government definitions state that terrorism is committed only by individuals or what it calls subnational groups, not by any government. We can condemn individuals, anti-government groups, religions, or the so-called them, but if governments commit actions that fit our definition, we can't get to the root of the problem until our definition includes governments. Many quote-unquote terrorist acts are responses to actions by a government that would also be defined as terrorism. Was the recent mass murder in Norway a terrorist act? Do you consider suicide bombings of Israeli civilians by Palestinians as acts of terrorism? How about house demolitions and killings of Palestinians by Israeli soldiers? And did the United States engage in any so-called terrorist acts before September 11, 2001? Osama bin Laden was quoted in his Letter to the American People, saying that the trade towers were destroyed and the Pentagon attacked because, quote, you attacked us and continue to attack us, end quote, citing examples such as Iraq, Iran, Bosnia, and Somalia. And has our government committed terrorist acts after September 11th? Do the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, targeted assassinations, and drone attacks in Pakistan meet the definition of intentional use of force or violence against civilians or governments to influence or intimidate for political purposes? How can we end terrorism until it's stopped by everyone, individuals, subnational groups, and governments? How will you react to the 10th anniversary of this pivotal event in U.S. history? What do you think about the events being held to remember it? And what can we learn from the event itself and how it's being portrayed? I'm Larry Danziger, focusing on this 10th anniversary on so-called terrorism by individuals and governments, its root causes, and how to end them completely.